Let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Psukim in Parshas Re'eh that we'll return to about an hour and 10 minutes or so from now, but the Rambam's makor for this mitzvah of there being a Beis Hashem is which pasuk? V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. And what's its functionality? What's the nature of the mitzvah? That there should be a location to bring muchan lios makriven bo korbanos. It's a din korbanos. Okay, and the Rambam adds in there, right, that, you know, it's a very fascinating thing that the Rambam privileges this amongst all korbanos, but that it will also be the destination for Aliyah L'Regel, and the Rambam here is highlighting perhaps the role of the Karban Chagiga, which is something that you guys have quite a bit of exposure to this year. Okay, Halacha Beis. Okay, go ahead, Tani. Right, same Mishkan that Moshe, of course, had constructed. They put it in Gilgal for 14 years. There were 7 years of conquest, followed by 7 years of distribution of the land. It wasn't until after those 14 years elapsed that all the mitzvos atlios ba'aretz, with the exception of challah, which started right after they crossed the Yarden, it took 14 years for all the mitzvos atlios ba'aretz, shemitah, yovel, trumos, maestros, etc., all of those only went into effect after the 14 years. Right, so that was already a stage, right? Because unlike the Mishkan, which was curtains, right, this was a bayis shel avanim. There are actual stones there. So the Rambam notes that. Parsu, right? Like ufros aleinu. Parsu yirios hamishkan alav tikra. But there was no ceiling, right? The Rambam is obviously setting up a distinction between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan Shiloh. 369 years. Eli, right? The Eli, the Kohen Gadol in Shiloh. Remember from Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis. Who remembers, by the way, how Eli dies? Falls backwards. Vishavar et Mafrakto, right? Exactly. So Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed in that calamity. Okay. It refers to the Beis HaOlamim, which is a very suggestive term. So this is the whole history, that the Gilgal for 14 years, then they were in Shiloh for 369 years, they're back in Nov and Givon for 57 years, and then they came to the Beis HaOlamim, namely the Beis HaMikdash. But he's calling it the Beis HaOlamim, that's a very suggestive term. And Shlomo, in which set of halachos do we find ourselves? There'll be an even more suggestive term here. Whether Beis HaBechira. So you have different titles here that the Rambam is referring to in the Beit HaMikdash. These all connote different elements, different qualities, different characteristics. The Beit HaMikdash, highlighting the Kedushas HaMakom, the Beis HaBechira, the actual selection of the place. The Beis Olamim, the permanence of the place. So the Din and Beis Olamim, Tani, just do the honors. Right, so it became Aser to build a Beis Hashem, and because the Rambam Lashitaso says that the function of Beis Hashem, this was in Halacha Aleph, is to do what? To offer korbanos, so the Rambam follows up on that. Everybody see the Rambam Lashitaso here, the consistency of the Rambam's point of view. Go ahead. Right, fascinating thing. Beis Hashem Elokim v'zeh mizbeach la'ola li'Yisrael v'zos ve'omer zos minuchasi ad ead in perpetuity. So it seems innocuous at first, but I highlighted it or underlined it more precisely. And the fact that the Rambam says ein sham bayis adori doros ela biyushalayim bilvad u'bahara moria. Why does the Rambam have to say Yerushalayim? Right, we know that Har Moriah is in Yerushalayim, right? So why not just get straight to the heart of the matter? Is the Rambam, you know, giving you the city for no reason? Is he just, you know, being a little superfluous here? I don't think so, but we'll have to try to justify that. So here again, the Rambam is saying there's a mitzvah based on Vasudli Mikdash Shachanti Besocham to have a bias which is Muchan the Korbanos. It was in many places. It was in Shiloh, it was in Nov, it was in Gibbon, it was in the Midbar, it was in Gilgal. There's a din that once you come to Yerushalayim, so that's the Beis Olamim, it can't be anywhere else. But the idea is to have a place to bring Korbanos. Okay, now we get to Hilchos Mlachim. Yaakov will do the honors. He's nervous when you were missing this morning that you wouldn't be here this afternoon, but I guess I of little faith, and not ye. Shalosh mitzvos. Parsha Shoftim. Right, so that's from Parshas Kiseitse. The Shichno Sidrashu. Wow. The Rambam doesn't cite which pasuk exactly. Rather, what does he cite? The Shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama. So the Rav pointed out that there are two dinim, apparently. One of them is to have a location to bring korbanos. It found its way to Yerushalayim, and Yoni, we agree that that was a significant moment, because once it's in Yerushalayim, it can't be anywhere else. But this seems to be a different proposition entirely. Here, the impetus is to seek out the Shichno Sidrashu, the Drishas Hashchina, Uvas Hashama. And here, how does the Rambam refer to it? Not as the Mikdash, but we're going to come back to this theme. This is the Beis HaBechira, the place of his choosing. Okay, so that's very important. Here the Rambam doesn't link it to Korbanos, but he links it to seeking out God's presence. It doesn't have to be through Korbanos. In fact, if I were to tell you, Shlomo, L'shichno Sidrashu, which mitzvah what might you associate that more directly with? Vaseilech L'droshes Hashem. Learning Torah, maybe? Okay, that's a very idealistic perspective on learning Torah. The Mishnah and Avos, Perek Beis, Avilu Echad Yoshev Velomed, Shechina Shru Yehimo. Akiva, what would you say? Drishas Hashem, Dirshu Hashem B'Matzo. What's that? It's a tefillah, right? I mean, you would think that this is, connected to the idea of Kivei Siveis Tefillah, Yikarei L'chol Amim. So, right, we have Asuli Mikdash Shechanti B'Zocham, has an affiliation with Korbanos, but now we have the Shechno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, which I would say is connected with the mitzvah of Drishas Hashem, which I guess most naturally could be affiliated with Tefillah. Torah is also perhaps on that list. Remember the Rambam in the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem links those two mitzvahs together, but let's at least begin with that. The Rambam seems to have an idea of Beis HaBechira linked to Drishas Hashchina. We also noted, keep this on the ledger for the time being, but we're going to come back to the point, that the Rambam said that the Beis Olamim has to be not only on Har HaMoriah, but what did the Rambam single out? That it has to be in Yerushalayim. Seemingly superfluous. Okay, so let's move on to the next section. We're talking about Geder Mikdash L'shitas HaRambam. How does the Rambam define Mikdash? So here you have two Mishnayos, one from Masechta Sukkah, one from Masechta Maaser Sheni, and then we'll begin to analyze it a little bit more fully. Okay, so Mark, why don't you take a look at the source here in Masechas Sukkah. Right, as we know, the Pasuk says, "Usmachtam lifnei Hashem Elokecham shivas yamim," so the din d'oraisa in the Beis HaMikdash is to have the lulav all 7 days. Obviously, it'd be Docha Shabbos. Right? As the Pasuk says, "Lekachtam lecham b'yom harishon," Docha Shabbos. Right, that's not Zecher L'Churban, that's Zecher L'Mikdash, right? We're not commemorating the structure, we're commemorating the way it was in the Mikdash, so that's why we have it all 7 days. Now, admittedly, it's not the 7 days that you had in the Beis HaMikdash, because for us, it's not Docha Shabbos, right? Even on the first day, it's not Docha Shabbos. In the Mikdash, there was no concept of not bringing, not having the Lulav on Shabbos, but fine. So it says, Barishona Haya Lulav Nital B'Mikdash Shiva. Rambam, go ahead, Mark. Astounding. So the Rambam's definition of Mikdash is... let's just confirm it before we... That's astonishing. But it's also true. And consistent for the Rambam. Okay, Avi Roth, take a look at the next source. Mishnah and Maaser Sheni. Right, we all know that, you know, if people were far away from Yerushalayim, what they could do is they could take the fruits that would normally buy Maaser Sheni and be mechal them on money. What would they have to do, Shlomo? Add a chomesh, right? They'd bring the money to Yerushalayim and use it on foodstuffs. Okay, go ahead, Avi. So let's say the money and the fruits aren't in the same place. So the peros are hither and the maos are thither. So the peros are in Yerushalayim, the maos are in the Medina. Okay, so you're allowed to say hamos haheim, the mos which are in Haifa, are going to be mechulal al peros there. There's a mos that have the kedusha of Maaser Sheni in Haifa. Somebody planned to bring them to Yerushalayim, but person ends up in Yerushalayim without the money. So you could say I'm taking these peros and I'm going to be poda, remove the kedusha from the money. Okay, so fascinating. So what do you see here in this line in the Mishnah? Contrasting which two terms? Ah, what does that sound a lot like? Ah, Donnie, just give us the next source. So the Rambam didn't just take this as like a figure of speech, but the Rambam took this as a concept. Apparently, according to the Rambam, the din of the Mikdash suffuses all of... And if that were true, then that might explain which observation we made already in the Rambam's presentation. That when the Rambam said, very good, what does he say? In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, when he's talking about, you know, the journey of this bias, Lahakriv Bo Korbanos, he says, you know, once it comes to Yerushalayim, it can't be anywhere else. And he says, the Mikdash has to be where? Not just on Har Moriah, but in Yerushalayim. As if Yerushalayim and Mikdash were somehow deeply related concepts. So that is borne out from these Makoros as well. Shlomo, I saw you had a question. Well, that's in the Torah itself, right? When it comes to Kachim Kalim, right? Lifnim min achomos. We're going to talk about that for Maaser Sheni and for any of the Kachim Kalim, right? So that's not the Rambam's Chiddush. The Rambam's Chiddush is to say, you could say, well, you could eat in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim has sufficient Kedusha, right? The Chiddush is to say that Yerushalayim is an expanded version of the Mikdash, right? That's a different quality of a statement altogether. So some of you have heard this from me in different contexts before, but I'd just like to bring a raya to the Rambam's idea from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. RJC, go ahead. President Emeritus' son, so affiliate with the institution per se. So 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. A woman never had a miscarriage. Mereach Psar Kodesh. From the smell of the, could be an overpowering smell of the kachim. And yet, miraculously, it never was that overpowering smell. Okay, there were no flies around, and the Kohen Gadol wouldn't become Tameh on Yom Kippur. And V'lo kavu gishamim eish alatzei maracha, the eish tameh tukal ha-mizbeach was never put out by rain, and the winds never moved the amud ashan. Okay, etc., etc. There's never a psul in the Omer, the Shtei Alechem. It's coming up on Shavuos, Alechem Apanim. Okay, Omdim Tzfufim, they would, be packed in like sardines, Mishtachavim, Rivachim, but when they would bow down, say on Yom Kippur, Fecholam, Omdim Ba'azara, Hayukorim, so they were Mishtachavim, Berivacha. Okay, very good. So all of these things are in the Mikdash proper, and then all of a sudden, go ahead, Yoni. It's a remarkable conclusion to the Mishnah. Yoni Sapidin, what's the significance of the Mishnah? Why are we quoting this Mishnah? Why do we care? So it says that there are 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and two of them didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. They happened where?
In
Yerushalayim. There never was a snake attack in Yerushalayim, and nobody ever had trouble finding a place to stay in Yerushalayim, which may no longer be the case, but... No, we'll leave that for another time. But the point is, apparently, the Mishnah Avos considered Yerushalayim to be an extension of the Mikdash. So the Rambam, perhaps, was not alone. At the end of the second period today, I'm going to try to show you how this isn't just an idea from the Mishnah that the Rambam got. I actually personally believe that he got it from the Torah itself, but he read the Torah like super, super, super carefully, in order, right to left. Donnie, the right winger.
Understand like what it would mean like for an actual halacha? Does that mean that you make like a bum in your shalim?
Okay, good. So we're gonna have to explore that. What does that mean in practical terms? Excellent. It's a good question. It certainly is a way of conceptualizing what Shlomi observed, the fact that you're allowed to eat Shlamim, or Meiser Sheni, or Karban Pesach, or Bechor, or Meiser, or Karban Toda in Yerushalayim. It's certainly a way of reconceptualizing that it is the Mikdash, but I think we're going to see other Nafkamina as well. Middle of the road, Tani.
How big of a Yerushalayim is this?
Great question. We're going to deal with that. And by the way, it may be a moving target. Man from the radical left. Yeah.
So,
the far left. It's a good question. Right, exactly. That would be the logical conclusion to draw. Okay, so let's see. There's a Mishnah Masachas Kalim that may sort of lay the gauntlet for this typology of thought. Eser Kedusha Hussein, very fascinating thing. If you count them carefully, they're actually 11. Dr. Ross. Right, so the simple pshat of the Mishnah is that within Eretz Yisrael, there are 10 gradations of Kedusha. But I count this as number one, because it's important to note that Eretz Yisrael itself is Mekudesh es Mikol Aratzos. Okay, but when the Mishnah said Eser Kedusha Hussein, it undoubtedly meant within Eretz Yisrael. So my Kedusha, so what's the Nafkamina? This is Donnie's question. Right, that's Mida Raisa, right? Because the Torah says, in the context of the Korban Omer, Reishis Kitzirchem, Allah Kohen, the Bikurim says, Kisavo El Haaretz, the Shtei Halachem. Again, it says there, anybody remember what the Pasuk says? Well, that's the Korban Omer. Okay, that could be a reference to the Bikurim. That's Rashi learns it's a reference to the Bikurim. But what does it say about the Shtei Halachem? Mimoshevo Seichem Taviu Lechem Tenufa. Mimoshevo Seichem from Eretz Yisrael proper. Okay, so that's level one is Eretz Yisrael. Now, within Eretz Yisrael, there are 10 subsequent levels. Go ahead. Right, so Mitzorayim can't stay. The Kedusha of an Ir Mukeves Choma is a fascinating thing. Those of us who learned Masechta Megillah, I spent a lot of time thinking about Ir Mukefes Choma. We talked about Bayis Asher Lo Choma, the fact that you have a year to redeem it and then it's gone. The fact that Mitzorayim have to be sent out from there. And also, you could have a dead body in Ir Mukefes Choma, but once the dead body leaves, it's not allowed back in. Ein Machzirin Oso. It conflicts with the Kedusha of the Ir Mukefes Choma. Okay, so Lifnei Minachoma. Now, you think it's talking about an Ir Mukeves Choma, but the Mishnah is not referring to that, as we'll see. Lifni Minachoma, this is a reference to Yerushalayim. Right? Okay, you can eat Kachim Kalim, your Shlamim, your Toda, your El Nazir. You can eat that, your Bechor, your Meiser, your Karban Pesach. You can eat all the Kachim Kalim within the city walls of Yerushalayim and Meiser Sheni. Now, okay, very good. As we'll see, that corresponds to what was the Machane Leviah in the Midbar during the times of the Mishkan. So Har Abayis has more sanctity than just the city of Yerushalayim, and therefore Zavim, Zavos, Nidos, and Yoldos, this is what we call Tumos Yotzos Migufan, that Tumah actually comes out of the body, so they're not allowed to go there. The Chel was a space in between the Beis HaMikdash and the retaining wall called the Soreg. Go ahead. The Chel. Right, so Tamei Meis is allowed to go into Har Abayis, but he can't go into the chayal. So that's why if you're going to go on Har HaBayis, you have to be very careful. Or Tami LeMeis, so you have to be very careful exactly where you go. You are allowed to go into Har HaBayis, but you're not allowed to go the chayal. Again, the chayal is that area, it's a 10 amma area. It's actually Machlokas Rishonim what exactly the chayal is between the outer walls of the Beit HaMikdash and a Soreg, which was a retaining wall. Okay? And here again, we just keep on going from east to west. Right, so Ezra's Nashim has a greater degree of sanctity. That the Tevul Yom is a big question. What is the Tevul Yom? Is he Tameh or Tahor? We know that for him to be fully be considered Tahor, Mishash Akonim Nichnasim Lachol B'Trumasan, you guys all know the first Mishnah in Shas, so you have to wait for Harev Shemesh, for the sun to set. The end of sunset is Tesek Ochavim. But while he's a Tevul Yom, after he's gone to the mikvah, big question in Lamdus, is he Tameh or is he Tahor? So basically we understand that he's Tahor. The Tevul Yom is Tahor, and nonetheless, he can't go into the Ezra's Nashim. Ve'ein chayavin alea chatas, that there's no carbon chatas for Bias Mikdash Betuma in the Ezra's Nashim, because it's not considered principally part of the Mikdash, at least the Inyan Bias Mikdash Betuma, if somebody were to actually be Tameh. Now, the Ezra's Yisrael, this is an area within, anybody remember what the Rafi? What's the sha'ar between the Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Yisrael called? Yoni? Kiva? Shturm? Shlomo?
Is that
correct. So the Ezra's Yisrael is just on the other side, the Shar Niknor. Mikudash is Mimena. She'en Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who had Tevila and had Harev Shemesh, but hasn't brought his korban the next day yet, like in the case of a Mitzora. Ein mechusar kippurim nichnas l'sham v'chayavin alei achatas. If a person is tameh and traverses through the Shar Niknor into the Ezra's Yisrael, he's chayav achatas. The Ezra's Kohanim is before you get to the Mizbeach, but it's the next area. Very good. Okay, so now between the Mizbeach and the Ulam is the area just in front of the Kodesh, otherwise known as the Heichal. Okay, so Bali Mumin and Frue Rosh are not allowed to go into that area. Of course, only Kohanim are, but a Kohen Bal Mum or a Kohen Frue Rosh can't go in there because, again, the idea Yehuda here seems to be you can only go in there if you're in a state that you're able to do excellent. Ha-Heichal. Right, Bivuam el Ohel Moed, your Chatzumayim velo Yamusu. That means that if they go in there without having Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Yamusu. And then finally, okay, very good. So there are 10 gradations of Kedusha within Eretz Yisrael. So again, you have the Kodesh Kadashim, you have the Kodesh, you have the Bein Ulam Lemizbeach, you have the Ezra's Kohanim, the Ezra's Yisrael, you have the Ezra's Nashim, you have the Chael, you have Har Habayis, you have Lifnim Min HaChoma, you have the Ayaros Mukafos Choma, and then you have Eretz Yisrael itself. You have all of these different levels. And again, what you could have said about this is that, Mikdash is the base on Mikdash, is the actual physical space. It encompasses the Kodesh Kadashim, it encompasses the Kodesh, it encompasses Bein Ulam LeMizbeach, it encompasses for sure the Ezra's Kohanim, it encompasses the Ezra's Yisrael, it encompasses the Ezra's Nashim. You can debate whether or not the Chael is part of the Mikdash or not, but it doesn't encompass Har HaBayis, and it certainly doesn't encompass Yerushalayim. That's what the Mishnah is saying, Eser Kedusha is saying. Alternatively, how the Rambam must have understood it is, how else might you interpret the Mishnah? That once you're within the chomos of Yerushalayim, you're dealing with various gradations of Kedushas Mikdash. Okay, so let's take a look at the Parasha Mishnayos. There's some hints, remazim towards that. Again, we already saw it twice explicitly in the Rambam, both in the Parasha Mishnayos in Sukkah and the Parasha Mishnayos in Maaser Sheni, but I think that we can pick up certain remazim here. Akiva, if you just take a look at the Rambam and the Parasha Mishnayos here, I think we'll find something quite remarkable. Hakavana l'chomas Yerushalayim, it's not even stated in the Mishnah, it's almost like it's understood. That's one of the Kachim Kalim. Right, Ezu Mikom and Shalzvachim. Bechor v'maiser v'pesach. Last Mishnah in the Perek. Wow. Okay, so the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu. Apparently within the Chomos has a status of Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. I'm very excited by that. Bamakom Asher Yivchar. Outstanding. Excellent. The base HaBechira. But here, of course, we're not talking about the base HaBechira, we're talking about the Makom HaNivchar, where the base of Bechira has to be located. But the terminology is highly suggestive. Further, V'amar B'maister Sheni, again, Meister Sheni isn't eaten in the base of Mikdash. Meister Sheni is eaten again within the Chomos of Yerushalayim. But again, what term do we use? We'll come back to it. The term is Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. V'dashi Shalom Yiru Hayu Shalosh Malos Mach Yisrael Veim Arba Machnos, the four quadrants. Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun to the east, Reuven, Shimon, and Gad to the south, Ephraim and Asher Ben Yamin to the west, Dan, Naphtali, Asher to the north. Machan Yisrael Veim Arba Machnos Machan Leviya Vehu Dvar Hashem Misaviv LeMishkan Yachanu, that the Leviim had to encamp surrounding the Mishkan. Machan Shchina Keneged Malos Elu Ledoros, that we always follow this pattern in all Doros. Mipetach Yerushalayim Ad Har HaBayis is considered, quote unquote, the Machane Yisrael, which would mean that the Tamei Meis couldn't be there. Mipetach Har HaBayis Ad Petach Hazara Kilomar Shar Niknor Machane Leviya. So again, who can't go into the Machane Leviya? Those are the categories of Tuma Hayotzeis Migufo, Zav Zava Yoledes Nida. That's where even a Tamei Lameis cannot go. Okay, very good. So that's what we have here, and the Rambam inciting these psukim, I think, is laying his suggestion that we're going to develop even further. So you have a very extensive sugya in Maseches Megillah about the two kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. Anybody want to just give us the historical context, who happens to remember or have been exposed to this concept at some point in the past? The Kedusha Rishona and the Kedusha Shnia. What do we mean by those terms? Avi? Or when Yeshua led the Jewish people into the land of Israel. So this is Machlokas in the Gemara, whether the Kedusha of Yehoshua was in perpetuity or whether the Kedusha of Yehoshua was only in that generation, Kitcha L'Shaisa V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. But we know there was a Kedusha Shnia, which was the Kedusha of Ezra, which was not Al Yedei Kibush, but what we call Al Yedei Chazaka, which is a very interesting term to define. I mean, Ezra wasn't at the head of an army. Ezra was a sofer, right? You know, he was a Kohen and a sofer. So he led the Jewish people back, Al Yedei Chazaka, and everybody seems to agree that Kedusha Shnia, Kitcha L'Shaisa, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. So there's a raging machlokas about the status of Kedusha Rishona, it's dealt with here in the Gemara Masechta Megillah, it's dealt with in the Gemara Zvachim, it's dealt with in many different places. But what I want to just try to do is show you the Gemara, and then show you what the Rambam, I think quite remarkably, did with this particular Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, so let's take a look at this Gemara. This will take us through the end of this period, and then we'll begin with the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos at the beginning of next period. Okay, Mark, why don't you read for us? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Anybody remember where Beis Chonio was? That was in Alexandria. And who was the Kohen Gadol there? The son of Shimon HaTzadik. And there was a big machlokas. Did he put it up for purposes of Avodah Zarah? Did he put it up L'Shem Shamayim? Okay, so I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Shamati Shemakriven Beis Chonio Bizman HaZeh Kasavar. Number one. Okay, that's a given, right? Otherwise, you would certainly not be allowed to practice any act of ritual worship there. That we can take as a given. And number two, right, that once that Kedusha is nullified, presumably there's no sanctity to the Makom Yerushalayim anymore, and you can bring a korban wherever you want, right? So we already know that the Rambam feels that once we came to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Olamim, you can't bring a korban any other place. We established that in the Rambam. Where? Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Gimel. Okay, go ahead, Mark. Ela menucha vela nachala, menucha zo shilo, where we were for 369 years, nachala zo Yerushalayim. Makish nachala la menucha, just like the menucha that is shilo, which was the temporary respite after Shiloh was destroyed in the days of Eli, you were allowed to bring korbanos elsewhere. Maybe during the times of Nov and Givon, during that 57-year period, it was a shas heter abamos. You could have the sapodin bama in your backyard if you wanted to. Okay, so just like that was true of Shiloh, kilo vata medata la menucha ve'lanachla, makish menucha lanachla, ma shilo yesha acharei heter af. So you could bring korbanos elsewhere, including even outside the land of Israel. Shocking. Amrulay, Amarta, was this really said? Amrulahu? No. So Amarava, Halukim, Amra, Ugemir Nalamine. I learned this from him. He certainly said this. Umay time akahadderbe, but why was this retracted? Statement of Rabbi Yitzchak. To most of Rav Mari, we have an explicit statement that breaks the hekesh between the menucha and the nachla. The otnan, v'lohayu lahem od heter, v'hi haisa tanaihi. So we say it's really a machlokes tanoim. It's not Amr Bilazar. Shamati, I had a tradition that when Ezra came back, shayubonim behechal, osin kalayim lahechal, that they put up curtains when they were constructing the hechal. Uklaim la azara, and especially for the azara as well. Al shabehechal boni mi bachutz, uva azara boni mi bifnim. Okay, we'll disregard that point for now. V'amar Yeshua, they didn't wait. They just went, as soon as Ezra came back, they started bringing korbanos in that location. Right? They would eat the kachik kadashim even though there were no curtains up. Right, the whole Sefer Ezra Nechemiah is about the rebuilding of the Choma. So apparently, Rabbi Yeshua was of the view, Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asid Lavo. It must be, according to Rabbi Lazar, the reason that they had to reconstruct some semblance of a bias, is because without a bias, there was no right to bring korbanos. Okay, very good. Michal de Rabbi Lazar Savar. Amalei Ravina de Ravashi Mimai. Maybe everybody really subscribes to that doctrine. Umar. How do we know? Maybe they're just reporting what they heard. They use the expression here, shamati, that like they're reporting back what they heard in the days of Ezra. So if that were true, though, so then according to Rabbi Eliezer, why, you know, Rabbi Eliezer's version of the story, I should say, not necessarily according to Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer's version of the story, why would they have put up these curtains? After all, you know, just start bringing korbanos. Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Ashaisa, Kitchel Asid Lavo. The sanctity is still there. You know, bring korbanos. V'chisei maklaim l'Rabbi Lezer Lamali. I happen to love this line in the Gemara, as you guys know. Because you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu privately. Atznei Alecha Asim Elokecha. They could have brought korbanos publicly, but they didn't want to bring korbanos. So again, it's not really resolved in the Gemara. The Gemara does seem to consider the possibility, Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Asaisa, V'Kitchel Asid Lavo. The Gemara struggles with that possibility. So what we're going to do at the beginning of next period is take a look at how the Rambam seemingly paskins, and hopefully begin to tie everything together according to the position of the Rambam. So again, just very briefly to review what we saw, we started out with the idea that the Rambam seems to have two dinim within the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is a makom lahakriv bo korbanos, and that really could be achieved anywhere until you came to Yerushalayim. And the Rambam points out not just Har HaMoriah, but Yerushalayim. Then there's a second din, that's based on the Pasuk of Asuli Mikdash Shechanti Besocham. There's a second din in the Beis HaMikdash, which doesn't seem to have anything to do with korbanos, which is based on the concept of L'shichno Sidrishu Vasa Shama. And it sounds like it can only be in the Makom HaShchina, right? The place where God has chosen to put His Shechina. Literally, that kind of a language. Then we found out a second really fascinating point, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam, based on the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, and the Rambam assumes that this is the case in Sukkah as well, the Rambam understands that the Kedushas Mikdash extends throughout Yerushalayim. As you could have read the Mishnah in Masachas Kelim as saying there are these qualitatively different levels of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Mikdash, and then there's Kedushas Yerushalayim. and many gradations in between. But the Rambam didn't understand it that way, and he understood that basically there was this extended version of Kedushas Mikdash. And the terms of Bechira and Shechina and Drisha are things that we're going to have to keep in mind. And now where we're holding right now is, you know, with the issue of Kedusha Rishona, that first Kedusha of Yehoshua, was that in perpetuity or was that limited to a particular generation? And we saw a machlokas in the Gemara Masachas Megill about that. It's a machlokas throughout. So what we're going to do, again, starting in a few minutes' time, is we'll pick it up with the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, then take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Tani will begin to respond to your question about what the outer limits are when I said it could be like a moving target. And then I'm going to try to share with you where I think the Rambam got this idea from, which I think is probably the most inspiring thing we can say on this incredibly auspicious day of Yom Yerushalayim. So what I'll say is, let's resume in 4 minutes' time, so we'll be back exactly at 4:50. We will pick it up with the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. Machlokes, the Rambam says, Kol shechziko ole Mitzrayim v'nis kadesh kedusha rishona kevan shegalu batlu kedushasan. So the Rambam says mefurash that the ole Mitzrayim, in other words, the kedusha rishona of Yehoshua's day and age, so that as soon as they were exiled, if it was a kedusha that was created through military conquest, it's a kedusha that could be negated through military conquest. Batlu kedushasan. She kedusha rishona lefisha haitam ibnei akibush bilvad. The Rambam says the strength was the weakness. Military conquest is always susceptible to a reversal in military conquest. That's what we call Yidei Chazaka. Again, not the whole thing. So the Rambam seems to paskin that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Lashaisa, Kitchel Asid Lavo or not. The Shaisa v'lo l'asid lavo. What about Kedusha Shnia? L'asid lavo. Okay. Shmuel, do you mind just grabbing the door for us? Yehuda, take us through the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Go ahead. Perek Vav. Tani, this is your issue. Remarkable. The Rambam integrates which two factors into the same halacha? Right. If it were me, I would do it in two separate halachos, maybe in this order, maybe in the opposite order. For the Rambam, it's integrated, the presentation, and that's not a surprise at this point. It's astounding, Tani, right? But that's based on the Mishnah Masachah Shavuos Tav Tezayin, that you can actually expand the Beis HaMikdash, and you can expand Yerushalayim. Okay, so how is it done? Ein mosifin al ha'ir o hal azaros ela al pi. Again, the Rambam is integrating them. The ear and the azaros. Yerushalayim, Mikdash. You need four factors. Essentially the Kohen Gadol, right? Right, all the branches of government. Right, the Melech, the Navi, the Bezdin, the Kohen Gadol. Okay, Shinemar. That was to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so v'keitzad mosifin al ha'ir. So you bring two karban todas in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know the karban toda, Shlomi, comes with how many pieces of bread? 40, 10 of which are chametz. So again, Ochen based in Achar Shte Hatodos Zo Achar Zo. And there's a musical component to this as well. Aramim Chashem Kiditani. Which Mizmor is this from? What's that? Mizmor Shir. Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. What are we talking about? The Chanukas HaBayis or the we're talking about expanding Yerushalayim, and we're singing from Mizmor, Shir, Chanukas, Akiva. That's nice. That's really nice. So Tani, they go wherever they want to go, right? They're headed out into the Yar Yerushalayim. Heading for the hills. Yerushalayim Harim Savivla. Ad Shemagia and Lesof HaMakom. Right, the Navi decides which one, you know, gets burnt and which one gets consumed. So it's not an accident that through which Korban do expand Yerushalayim. When we talk about the expansion today, what's our overwhelming feeling? A feeling of? Halacha is exquisite and it is majestic. Okay. V'chein, now for the chein and the Rambam, you guys are well trained, doesn't mean, and also, but likewise, by the same token.
V'chein, im hosifu al hazara, mikachin osa b'shiyare amincha.
Right, because mincha is kodesh kadashim, right? That can only be eaten by the zichrei kahuna within the Beis HaMikdash itself. Right, so just like the Karban Todah is kachim kalim and comes to define Yerushalayim, the Menachos define the Beis HaMikdash as kachay kadashim. So this is just an amazing line. What a beautiful, beautiful line in the Rambam. Go ahead, Yehuda. Ma Yerushalayim. Mikadshasa. Yerushalayim draws its Kedusha from the Korbanos of the Mikdash, which can be eaten there. Yerushalayim is an extension of Kedushas Mikdash. V'haraya kachim kalim. Af. Which is Kachi Kadashim. Bahen. Right, exactly right. So that just like you can expand the city limits of Yerushalayim, which by the way, you know, in municipal terms, Lahavdil is expanding every single day, so too you can expand the actual geographic area covered by the Beis HaMikdash. And how do you determine what the outer limit is going to be? There isn't some wall out there, right? Because you're going beyond whatever the existing structure is. What do? You bring a korban mincha, which can only be eaten within the azara itself. And that's how you extend the azara. Okay. See, I didn't really follow the protocol exactly. Otherwise, the Kedusha doesn't work. Right. Right, the Rambam said there are four criterion. Melech, Nabi, Bezdin, right? And the Kohen Gadol through the Urim V'tumim. So there's no way Ezra could have accomplished this. Even if Ezra was a Navi and had a Sanhedrin. And that, my friends, is what we call a stira. Didn't the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos just tell us that Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaisa V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo? So how were they able to, when Ezra came back, you know, bring the Korbanos? So he says, Oh, because Kedusha Rishona, Kitchala Shaita, Vikitchala Sedavos. So it's a stira mefureshes in the Rambam. Hilchos Trumos and Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Avi.
Why does he say Kol
Nachal?
Like, there aren't that many places to establish.
Well, yeah, but any place to which you want to expand within those parameters, so in the Yerushalayim in any direction, that kind of thing. Okay, Mark? Absolutely. Correct. Okay, so that's going to be part of the solution. You want to take it a little bit further? Okay. Excellent. So we're going to have to talk about that. That's exactly right. You put your finger on exactly the hint. We'll just have to develop that point just a little bit further. Yehuda, go ahead.
Just a quick question about Halacha Yud-Gimel, just the terms
Ma yeah.
and Af. You know, when then the Rambam, you read it similar to like a Kishem
Bikam? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because the Rambam integrated his presentation here. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. Yaakov.
Yeah,
Well, the idea is the Karban Todah can be eaten to the city limits of Yerushalayim. So you want to expand Yerushalayim. Again, Alpi Melech, Navi, based in Urim Vitumim, the Karban Todah is what is literally Mekadesh out to, you know, wherever you stop with the Karban Todah becomes the new definition. Okay. So the Ravid says he doesn't understand any of this. He doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. So Kedusha Rishonah Shekitzel Shlomo Amar Avram Svaras Atzmo Hizov Lo Yadati Me'ayim Lo. And the foggiest clue where the Rambam came up with this idea. Alma Lamanda Amar Kedusha Rishonah Shekitzel Asidavo Lo Chilek Bin Mikdash Yerushalayim Mashar Eretz Yisrael. We've never heard of this. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you paskin Rambam, that Kedusha Rishonah Shekitzel Asidavo Lo Shekitzel Asidavo. So what are you talking about that somehow Mikdash and Yerushalayim are exceptions to that rule? Number one. Number two, and this is about, you know, as Kabbalistic as I've ever seen the Ravid get. V'lo od ala shani omer, shafilu l'Rabbi Yossi demar kedusha shia kitcha l'asidlavo, lo amar ala l'shar Eretz Yisrael. With the flip opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says that kedusha Yerushalayim never ceased. Avol Yerushalayim l'mikdash lo amar. The kedusha shnia didn't work for Yerushalayim. L'fisha Yehudea Ezra shem mikdash Yerushalayim Asidim lihishtanos ulis kadesh kiddush acher olami bichvod Hashem leolam kach nigla li misod Hashem liyreyav. This was revealed to me based on the principle of sod Hashem liyreyav, that God reveals His secrets to those who fear Him. Okay, Tani, a little mystified over there. Lefikach hanichnas at Hashem ein bo kares. Right, there is no kedusha. So the Rambam and the Ravid have totally and diametrically opposite views here. Right. So the Ravid says that there is no Kedusha there because the Kedusha Shnia didn't extend to the Mikdash Yerushalayim. The Rambam said that you didn't need Kedusha Shnia for Yerushalayim. So let's take a look at what the Yishuv is for the Rambam, and then everything will come together. Okay, Avi Cooper, take it away. Lefikach. Exactly what Rabbi Yeshua said in the Gemara Masachas Megillah. You don't actually need a Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha is there. Okay, so then he says, V'lama ani omer. Now the Rambam asks the steer against himself. Shavias and Maestros and Trumos and everything else. This will sound familiar to many of you. Hashimosius Mikdash Echem. Amru Chachamim. This is a Mishnah in Masachas Megillah. Right? Daf Kaf Ches, towards the bottom. You may have seen it like yesterday. Kibush Rabim. Nilkecha. Okay, so Mark, you had started to try to develop this point, but now you see how the Rambam developed it fully. What is Kedushas Yerushalayim, and by definition, Kedushas HaMikdash? Kedushas Shechina. And Kedushas Shechina eina b'teila li'olam. Hare ne'mar v'ashimosius mikdash eichem afal pi that they're destroyed, hare hein b'kedushasan. What did the Rambam say at the very beginning of Hilchos Melachim? Shalosh mitzvos nestavu Yisrael b'shas k'nisasan la'aretz. There's Minoy Melech, there's Mechias HaMalek, and then there's Binyan Beis HaBechira, Shenemar Leshichno Sidrishu Ubas Hashem. It's so elegant. Yerushalayim is the Makom Hashchina. So the Mikdash has the most intense Hashras Hashchina. But what did the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos say? That in light of that Kiddusha Hashchina, there were miracles that were taking place. Some of them were in the Mikdash, some of them were in Yerushalayim. But it was all based on the same exact premise. What does Rambam say? That Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. What does he really mean by that? He means that it's the Makom Hashchina. And therefore, the Rambam has every right, even though the Ravid didn't necessarily pick up on this, the Rambam has every right to say, yeah, well, I do paskin Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaisav, Lo Kitchel Asid Lavo, when you're talking about a Kedusha that had to do with human activity, of military conquest. But you talk about a Kedusha that's pursuant to the Shechina, activating the Kedusha Shechina of Yerushalayim, which we'll talk about more tomorrow in terms of what the origins of that Kedusha are, but activating that Kedusha HaShechina is an irreversible process. And the amazing thing is that it's an expansive process. You can actually extend that Kedusha outwards. It has to be done according to protocol, extreme rigor in terms of the choreography that we talked about, whether it's through the Korban Todah or through the Korban Mincha, whether you're dealing with Yerushalayim or the Mikdash, but for the Rambam, it's all well and the same. Right, because what you're really doing is you're expanding Kedusha Shechina. You couldn't do that through a military conquest. You can only do that through some kind of an act, a religious act, effectively, a karban, something that allows you to access the Shechina. So you have, I think, a remarkable perspective here, the Rambam's perspective about Mikdash extending to Yerushalayim based on the idea that that is the Makom HaShechina. I suggested before that, you know, you could read this into the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. That's where the Rambam seems to have gotten the idea, because the Mishnah itself contrasts Medina with Yerushalayim. That was one hint towards it. But my true belief, and you could also derive it from the Mishnah in Avos that I showed you, right? If just, you know, add up 8 and 2 makes 10. But what I'd like to show you, after taking Mark's question, is my personal view that the Rambam actually got this idea from the Torah itself, and in particular from 6 different sources in Sefer Dvarim, where all the terminology that the Rambam borrowed from his halachic development actually comes back in the most fascinating way possible. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
So then what exactly
that's a very good question, a little bit beyond their scope for now. It was some non-military, I don't like to use the term occupy now because it has so many negative connotations. That word has been ruined forever. But if occupation didn't have its current connotation, I would say that they occupied that territory. Exactly, because it wasn't through a military conquest. That's exactly the idea. It's a little bit beyond their scope. I don't want to get drawn too much down this road, but what I'll tell you very quickly is the idea. I think the idea is it's specifically because it wasn't a military conquest. What they did was that they went as an expression of fealty to Eretz Yisrael. Koresh says, "Mi b'chem Hashem Elokav imo v'ya'al." Those few Jews, relatively few relative to the total population in Bavel, they went simply to be there. Not as an act of military conquest, but they went simply to be in Eretz Yisrael. And because it was a return to Eretz Yisrael, they, through their presence there, established the idea of that the Jewish people eternally attached to Israel. That's something that Yeshua actually, ironically, couldn't have done. It's only through returning after a Churban can you demonstrate that the bond is an unbreakable bond. So they didn't do a military conquest, but they reestablished their presence. Maybe that's a better way of formulating it than occupation. They reoccupied. Okay. So in any event, let's take a look at these psukim. I just want to show you psukim throughout Sefer Dvarim, and it's almost, well, I'm absolutely convinced that this is the source for Shitas HaRambam, that Kedushas Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedushas HaMikdash. Again, the Rambam puts it in very mechanistic terms, that it's based on Kedushas HaShechina. But think about all the terms that we talked about before. The Shichno, Sidrishu, Vasa Shama, Bechira. Let's just read these psukim, and I think it's remarkable. Okay, Yonatan Sturm, go ahead. This is from the very beginning of Parashas Re'eh. The idea is the destruction of the many and scattered places of Avodah Zarah throughout the land of Israel. Okay, go ahead, Yonatan.
Yeah, so
which has a dual meaning. First of all, don't destroy any places of God's worship. Don't destroy God's name. This is the Isser of Mechikas Hashem, of erasing God's name. And it also has a secondary meaning, which is don't worship God as the pagans, as the Canaanites worship their gods, that is to say, scattered all over the place. Ki'im Asher Yivchar This is the Rambam's Makor, the Shechno Sidra Shuvas Hashama, for the mitzvah d'oraisa of Binyan Beis HaBechira, to seek out God in a particular place. In which place? The place of His Shechina. Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokeichem. God could have put His name or His Shechina anywhere. Lasum Hashem Osham. He chose a place. Torah never divulges that place. It always calls it the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Okay. But the Beis HaBechira is in the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. It's the house in that place. Okay, let's go a little bit further. So you'll bring all your korbanos there, etc., etc., etc. So what does it sound like you're talking about? The city or the Beis HaMikdash, based on this pasuk? The city or the Beis HaMikdash? If you're saying HaVeisim Shama, Shlomo, are we talking about the city or the Beis HaMikdash? It's got to be the Beis HaMikdash, because you can't bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but then it says... Okay, just skip ahead to Pasuk Zion, Yonatan. But if it's talking about now the Achila, not the Zvichar, the Asiya, what is that talking about? Now it's the entire city. The Torah is toggling back and forth. Let's go further. It gets even more impressive. Right, everybody brings whatever they want, wherever they want. Kilovat Marata Elha Minucha Shiloh. Remember, during the 369 years of Shiloh, you couldn't have a private korban. V'el ha-nachala, zo Yerushalayim. Remember the Gemara and Megillah that we read? But once you cross the Jordan of Artemis HaYardin, V'ayam makom asher yivchar Adonai Elohim bo l'shaken shemo sham shama taviyu eskol asher anochi mitzaveschem olo seichem zivcheichem Again, once again, talking about the actual structure itself. The makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem l'shaken l'shichno sidrashu uvas hashama. Here, the makom shechina being the building itself. Let's skip ahead two chapters to, again, still within Parshas Re'eh, but Perek Yedalad. Okay, Ephraim, and then Tani will come back to you. I just want to quickly make sure we get in all the psukim today. This is talking about the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It has to do with Yerushalayim. Okay, go ahead, Ephraim. Okay, so this is Maaser Sheni. Tomad. So the status of being Lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shaken shmo sham is now a reference again to what? The city. Back and forth. The city and the building. The building and the city. The city and the building. Another example. Okay? Go ahead, Ephraim. Karban Pesach. Okay, now Vizavach the Pesach, this is the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. The Shechita of the Korban Pesach obviously has to take place within the actual binyan itself. Okay, so the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, L'Shaken Shemo Sham, L'Shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, here again is the building. Okay, so then we have all the Yisurim of Chametz that we studied so much this year. Okay, now skip ahead to Pasuk. Okay? Ki'im. How many times are we going to have that expression? Amakom Mesher Chara Shem Okech Shekin Shem Osham. Again, the building itself. Vishalta Vyachalta. But wait a second. Here we're dealing with Yachila, and we call it the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elkei Chabo. What's that talking about now? The city. Okay, now coming to the holiday that we're about to get to. Tispor Lach, right? The Sfiras Omer. We're doing the mitzvah right now. Okay, b'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elkecha shekein shemo sham. Which mitzvah is this talking about? The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. That's a reference to eating the Shalmei Simcha. Where is that done? Not in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the city of Yerushalayim. And then one final example. Okay, go ahead, Ephraim. Just take a look at the next set of this is from 26th chapter of Dvarim. You don't need to take a look at the base, but just Kisavola, Aretz Hashem Shabakach Nosein Lachanachala. Okay. Right, and there it's a reference, of course, back to the Bikurim you bring all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. I think this has to be the key to the whole puzzle. The Torah repeatedly, not once, but six times, used the expression "B'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elkecha l'shaken shmo sham," alternating in the same parshios between the Beis HaMikdash itself and Yerushalayim. So the Rambam concluded something, on one hand, incredibly simple and straightforward, but also incredibly profound, that there is such a thing called a Makom Hashchina, and that Makom Hashchina is Yerushalayim. There is a particular location within that Makom Hashchina that we call the Beis HaBechira, or the Beis Olamim. But once you get to that place, you can never have any other place, because you've brought the two dinim, essentially, together. The Rav, we started by noting, maintained that there were two different dinim, that there should be a place to bring korbanos, and then there was an idea of having a place to seek God out. We said the Shechno Sidrashu Vasa Shama sounds like a place to meet God. But once you brought those two concepts together, right, that the place where you bring the korbanos and the Makom Hashchina, you just can never go back. You can never go back to bringing korbanos anywhere else. You've brought the two of them together. And so, the Shechno Sidrashu Vasa Shama merges with the Asuli Mikdash Vishachanti Besocham. And hence, the Rambam is of the view, the Ravid had trouble understanding this, but Dani, you asked during the first period, how is this going to express itself halachically, that Kedusha Rishona, not the Kedusha of Kibush, excellent mark, of Yoshua, but the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was a Kedusha Shechina. Once that Kedusha was activated, there was no turning back. Kedusha Shechina ain't a betela le'olam. And so that you don't need any physical structure there. You don't need a bias. But that's now, for all eternity, the makom of Kedusha, the makom of Shechina, the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choosing, the Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha, the Beis HaOlamim, in perpetuity, the Beis HaBechira, the place that God chose. All of those things. So it's true. The Mishnayos pick up on this, and it is true that the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni does contrast Medina with Yerushalayim, and it's true that the Rambam does say that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah Masach HaSukkah, and it's true that the Mishnah in Avos does seem to say that there are 10 miracles in the Mikdash and includes Yerushalayim within them. But I would like to suggest that the Torah itself is really making the point. There's a makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem asum es shemo sham, a makom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shemo sham, is this place called Yerushalayim. Within that place, there's a binyan. That binyan was in many different places. That makom ra'yu l'hakrivo korbanos, you know, traveled through many places. But within that makom shechina, once the Asuli Mikdash came to the Shechno Sidrashu of Asashama, you simply could never turn back. And that's why I just want to go back and read that line that I made a little bit of a fuss over at the beginning of Shir. Maybe it's just me who's making a mountain out of a molehill, pun intended, as you'll see. But I'd like to go back and read Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in Beis HaBechira. Okay, Akiva, do the honors. Very first source. Remember, because the first halacha is just to have a bayis l'Hashem to bring korbanos. It first was in the Midbar, and then in Gilgal, and then in Shiloh, and then in Nov, and then in Givon, and then it came to Yerushalayim. And this merger between a makom ra'i l'korbanos and the makom ashchina. Go ahead. So the Rambam really couldn't have said, as we said at the time, why didn't the Rambam just say Ela Bahara Moria? He said the Rambam would say that, you'd be missing the entire point. It's not that it's Hara Moria, but it's that it's in Yerushalayim, or as we like to call it, the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shemo Sham. That's what makes it irreversible. It's because you came to the Makom Hashchina in Yerushalayim. Go ahead. Zos minuchasi adei ad. This one never turns back from. And tomorrow we'll have the opportunity to expand on, you know, what I think the meaning of Yerushalayim really is. One part that we haven't addressed is why is it the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shmo Sham? And in some level, that's an impossible question to answer because it's just an expression of Bechiras Hashem, of God's will. But we'll try to put it at least in some kind of a context based on sources in Halacha and even Torah Shebichtav, like we did today. But I think what emerges from this is a very powerful perspective on Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim could otherwise be called, especially according to the Rambam, Yom HaShechina. Yerushalayim is about an encounter with the Shechina. And Ad Kama, that we have Yerushalayim in the full sense of the term, we have the opportunity for a full encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe it's for that reason. I noted at the very beginning, you know, when the Rambam presents the idea of having a place, you know, to bring korbanos, he puts in this, you know, there's so many korbanos out there. There's the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. There's the Korban Pesach, which is a korban of national identification. There's so many korbanos. There's a korban tamid. But the Rambam seems to privilege v'chogikin elav shalosh pamim bashana, the idea of the encounter itself. The Rambam privileging at the very beginning, there always needs to be a place for the encounter. So, you know, kilo vata marata la menucha ve'anachala, we wandered for a long time, arbayim shana akut bedor. It wasn't God's choice that we should be, you know, God would have liked to see it happen a lot sooner, I assure you. It wasn't his choice that we should be with the Mishkan 40 years, etc. Took a long time, much longer than, unfortunately, it should have taken. We wanted to get there more quickly. But the idea is for there to be an encounter itself. And as was said by Rabbi Adler this morning and by others, our encounter with Yerushalayim 50 years ago today is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody saw it. Rabbi Malitsky sent around an incredible document from the Agudas Yisrael, who today, I can't imagine, would have produced the same document, written in the wake of Yom Yerushalayim, that repeatedly stated that what transpired could only be described as the hand of God. As in Neis Galoi, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lahem B'Mitzrayim, Zayom Asadunai Nagila V'Nismechavo, idea that this was an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the members of the Israeli negotiation team, Dr. Tal Becker, came to our shul this past Sunday to speak on the significance of the Yovel Shanim Li'ichud Yerushalayim. And it's such a beautiful line that I wanted to share with you. It said, in 1948, the Jewish people returned to the stage of history. But in 1967, with the reunification of Yerushalayim, God returned to history. God made his presence felt. And if Yerushalayim is the Makom HaShechina, then perhaps more apt words could not have been spoken. Kadosh Baruch Hu returned to his Makom HaShechina, V'sachazene inenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. And our encounter with Yerushalayim, our privilege to encounter Yerushalayim, is in essence an encounter with the Makom HaShechina, with the source of all Kedusha, and the organizing principle of our entire Avodat Hashem. And so today is really a celebration of the remarkable opportunity that our generation has been blessed with to encounter Shechina in a way and with a scope that's absolutely unprecedented. Tomorrow we can discuss this a little bit further, but let me simply share one final thought with you for today. We noted that according to the halacha, based on the Mishnah and Masech HaShavuos, as paskened by the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, that once that Makom HaShechina is firmly established, you have a Beis HaMikdash within the Makom Shechina of Yerushalayim, it can, and maybe in some ways should, be expanded outwards. There are certain criteria that have to be met. We talked about Melech, Beis Din, Navi, Urim V'Tumim. It has to be the right thing to do at the right time, the right place. But the idea is that it's not just about going to Yerushalayim shalosh pamim bashana, but it moves in the opposite direction as well. There's a kind of a dialectic. We go to Yerushalayim to seek out the Shechina, the Shechno Sidra Shuvasa Shama, but on the other hand, the Kedusha, the Shechina radiates outwards. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, v'devar Adonai miYerushalayim. It also radiates out from that location. And with Yichud Yerushalayim 50 years ago, both of these opportunities were firmly established. Number one, the Shechno Sidra Shuvasa Shama. Obviously, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash right now, but we do have the Makom HaShechina, which is incredibly important. Remember, according to the Rambam, we have the Makom HaShechina. What we lack is the bias, but we have the Makom HaShechina. It's incredibly important. We have a status of Mikdash. We have the Makom HaShechina. That direction was established, but also the potential for Yerushalayim to serve as the radiation point of Shechina outwards, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Devar Adonai Yerushalayim, is something incredibly important. And so we have to be part of that process of ensuring that not only are we going there to seek out spiritual sustenance and succor, the Shechno Sidra Shuvasa Shama, but we have to be vehicles of part of the process of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Devar Adonai Yerushalayim, making sure that the Makom HaShechina is radiating outwards, and the message of Yerushalayim, which we'll talk about more tomorrow, what is the defining message of Yerushalayim, successfully and powerfully and pervasively radiates outwards from this Makom HaShechina. Okay, so we'll hold it up there for today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about it's the meaning of Yerushalayim, why it is the place, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shemo Sham. We'll hold that off, that part of this year, for tomorrow.